General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on the latest controversial immigration proposal from President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump calling for an end to birthright citizenship. Outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan dismissing the idea, saying the 14th Amendment is pretty clear. The president responding to Ryan, saying he knows nothing about birthright citizenship. Texas Congressman Republican Louie Gohmert weighing in. He's a guest on Lou Dobbs Tonight on the Fox Business Network.
It just shows that our speaker once again has gotten terrible advice from whoever he listens to about our Constitution.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rob.
A new study points to the risk veterans have if they have recently spent time in jail. A University of Connecticut study finds vets released from prison are four times more likely to attempt suicide than those who have never been jailed. Megyn Kelly wants to leave NBC without signing a non-disclosure agreement. That's according to sources who spoke to Fox News. Kelly wrote a tell-all book about her experiences at Fox when she left that network for NBC. This friend of hers says the news anchor is concerned about lies that they say NBC is spreading about Kelly. Kelly's show on NBC, Megyn Kelly Today, canceled this week after she made comments recently about white people appearing in blackface being acceptable. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. At 11:03, it's 57 degrees. Partly sunny with a high near 72 today. Showers tonight, mainly after 11 p.m. And then thunderstorms possibly after 2 p.m. tomorrow. High of 70. Friday night, periods of rain. And then rain will be clearing out for Saturday by 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high of 57. And Sunday looks like the winner of the weekend. Sunny with a high of 54.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on huntertonchamberradio.com. Thank you.
Say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say,
I'm assuming there's a story behind this. We'll find out momentarily. Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey.
The volume wasn't working.
So I'm getting drowned out?
No, I just did a different way, but something's not right.
Yeah, we'll see. Check that archive. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. Entries are being accepted for HCL's annual gingerbread competition. We'll tell you how to enter. The South County Branch Library is now open in their new location in Ringo's, New Jersey. Knitters Unite. Learn how you can participate in this program and help clothe the needy. Jennifer says, the next time you are afraid to share your ideas, Remember that someone once said in a meeting, let's make a film with a tornado full of sharks. What? The 100 Business Expo is next Thursday, and we just learned that the 100 Holiday Parade will be Sunday, December 9th. The bookmobile will be there. I figured if I said it on the air, Jennifer, we have to do it.
Okay.
If the bookmobile will be there, even if I have to steal it. Follow up, Jennifer. Where do we keep the keys to the bookmobile?
You wouldn't know how to start it. Anyway.
The 100 Business Expo is on November 8th, and the 100 Can Library will definitely be there. Look for our booth that day. November concerts and speakers, some trivia, and much more in today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
One other thing I should mention, since the Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring a few events for us coming up, the Chamber of Commerce is having a trivia night on Wednesday, November 14th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, Jennifer.
Oh, nice.
In New Jersey. Why don't you come and support your friend, President Chris Phelan? It's $20 per person, includes a pint of beer. Late snacks will be provided, or you can bring your own. Trivia at Lone Eagle, if you've never been there, well, then you're missing out on one of the great things in life. Jennifer, any interest?
When is it?
Wednesday, November 14th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. You can come right from the library.
How many people can attend?
The space is limited. It's registered to the first 50 registrants. Why don't you get your whole group? Why don't you get Jean? Tell it's her birthday and bring her out.
She might.
Good. So just remember that date. I'll give Jennifer this flyer. The other thing I mentioned at the top of the show.
While you're talking about the chamber.
Yes.
Our show is going to be preempted next week for the Business Expo.
Yes. So if you want to hear anything about the library, you're just going to have to come see us in person. Any plans on joining us at the expo, Jennifer?
I don't know if I'll be around.
Oh, that's right. Jennifer is off next week. Another program. Jennifer's taking another vacation.
It's only my second one this year.
Second one in the last month.
Yes, but it's only my second this year.
I don't care about the rest of the year. The gingerbread competition, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, do this every year. This year is something new. There's a $200 grand prize for the best gingerbread house in the show, as well as many other prizes for first place in individual categories, etc., etc. So the entry deadline, let me start off with that, is Friday, November 16th. If you're interested in entering, it could be kids, it could be adults, it could be families, it could be groups like schools or scout groups. It could be professionals. We have several categories. If you want to see an entry form, just go online, hclibrary.us, right on the homepage. There's a link to the entry form. You can click on that, print it out, fill it out, and drop it off at the library or mail it in to us before November 16th. It's a fun event if you've never done it before. We have a reception for everyone who enters on Thursday, December 13th at 6 p.m. I hear tell that Santa Claus might actually be there, Jennifer.
It's awfully busy that time of year.
Not for the Hunterdon County Library. And then right after that reception, we'll have a special Santa program. Speaker.
Armchair art traveler Michael Norris will be there to talk about Saint to Santa.
I did your flyer, by the way.
Thank you.
It's out and ready to go.
Is it really? You didn't have to do it so early.
It's out. Awesome. I wanted to see just before you went on vacation, because I know the world revolves around you, that I want to get it done and you could see it before you leave.
I didn't expect you to do it before I left. I just sent you the information for before I left.
So gingerbread makers, if you need recipes for gingerbread, it's right on the entry form for gingerbread and for icing. And then we task you to make one of these two things. You can either make a Hunterdon County scene, since the Chamber of Commerce is one of our sponsors. Anything to do with Hunterdon County. It could be a building, it could be a scene, it could be a person, it could be anything. And the other one, since the Friends of the Library are our sponsor, you can make anything from a storybook or a novel, a scene or a building, etc., etc. Let your imagination run wild. And once again, there are prizes for all category winners. We'll have honorable mentions, too. And then new this year, the $200 grand prize for Best in Show. This is the 100 in Gingerbread competition. We've already been receiving entries. You don't want to miss out. And then the show will be on display in our main gallery at the 100 in County Library throughout the month of December. So it's just a great time to be at the 100 in County Library in December, because not only that, do we have many holiday programs starting at the end of November, going right up until Christmas time, including the 100 in Harmonizers on December 12th with their holiday Christmas show. Eric Mattel Jazz Quartet will be doing two performances of their jazz holiday featuring music from the Charlie Brown Christmas special at November 29th at the North County Branch and December 5th at the 100 in County Library. So two chances to see that show. The 100 in Central High School Fiddlers will be visiting us again at 11:40 a.m. between classes on Tuesday, December 4th. And if you've never heard them, it's a very talented group of students headed by Will Magaglio, the music teacher over at 100 in Central. But this has been another holiday tradition. Fred Miller will be back with his American Christmas sing-along and anecdotes about Christmas. That will be at the North County Branch on December 5th. And at the 100 in County Library, Main Library, on December 6th, both at 2 p.m. All of the programs that I'm speaking about, Jennifer, all of these holiday programs, are free and open to the public. And that's because we get a generous grant from the 100 in County Cultural and Heritage Commission. Also, the Friends of the Library help us out with that as well. And then there's a few more programs I haven't mentioned. There's a Holiday Centerpiece program.
There's also a little bit of a different one. We're having fire safety on December 4th with the county fire marshal, because during Christmas time...
Unless he's dressed like Santa, I don't want to hear about that.
But because during Christmas time or Hanukkah, there's extra lights, extra candles.
That's correct.
So...
Okay, so...
He's going to...
Die Hard being a Christmas movie, that's technically a Christmas program.
Correct. Yes.
In the same vein.
Yes.
We also have a ton. I know I'm getting ahead of myself, and we'll talk about this later in the program, but we have a ton of November programs and concerts that we need to tell you about. We didn't forget about November. Far from it. So we have all that. We have trivia. We have a lot more to talk about, the expo, everything, right after these commercial messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100 in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm looking at Jennifer Winberry from across the desk.
My condolences.
She's waiting for Today in History. This time every week I ask her questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is November 1. Happy November, Jennifer.
Happy November, Jim.
How was your Halloween?
It was nice.
What did you do?
Mischief Night.
It was yesterday, Jennifer.
No, at Mischief Night we went to New Hope and walked around.
Okay.
And then last night, we went out, actually went out a little bit late and walked around Broadway.
Did you eat any candy?
I did have a Goldenberg peanut chew at work yesterday.
One Goldenberg peanut chew on Halloween. Mm-hmm. That's it. You didn't have a Snickers bar.
No.
I contend that Snickers bars taste better on Halloween. I stick to that.
I think I'd have to agree with you. Somebody had left peanut butter cups in the lounge, but I've lost my taste for peanut butter cups.
What?
I know.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Well, happy Halloween to everyone out there. Broad Street of Flemington did their usual holiday Halloween festivities to a very big crowd. Lori and I and Kara walked down before getting a beer at Lone Eagle. A nice pumpkin ale. If you're in Flemington and you like pumpkin ale, they have a very nice one over at Lone Eagle. Are we allowed to promote alcohol on our program, Jennifer?
I wouldn't.
Okay, today in history. I have no people who were born or who have died on November 1st. I just have some events. So let's get right into it, Jennifer. What is exhibited for the first time to the public on this date, February? What piece of art is exhibited for the first time to the public on this date in 1512?
The Pieter.
You're in the right section of the world, I think. You got to look up to see it.
Oh, the Sistine Chapel.
Yes, the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel by Michelangelo. First viewed by the public on this date in 1512, Jennifer. Hmm. Okay, Jennifer. On this date in 1520, the passage immediately south of mainland South America connecting the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans. What's playing? What's drowning me out now? That was the Ramones. If you don't turn off your thing, it just automatically goes to the next.
No, I was on like, I don't know where I was. Oh, I had logged out.
Obviously, Jennifer.
Okay, the Strait of Magellan.
Okay, it was going to be one of those Grant Tomb questions. It was discovered and navigated by European Ferdinand Magellan. I was going to ask you what the name of the strait was.
Oh.
It was the Strait of Magellan.
I didn't even think I'd get that much.
I was going to give it to you, maybe trying to trick you.
You
with obviousness.
No, that one. That one I know.
Okay, what does the British Parliament enact on this date in 1765 in order to help pay for the British military operations in North America, namely the French and American War, French and Indian War?
The Tea Tax.
Incorrect.
Stamp Act.
The Stamp Act is correct, taxing all papers given to the colonies. In 1800, Jennifer, let's stick around. Who becomes the first president of the United States to live in the executive mansion? Later named the White House, Jennifer.
We need Jeopardy music.
We need something. Let's go.
Thomas Jefferson.
John Adams.
John Adams. That was my second choice.
1861, the American Civil War. Lincoln replaces General Winfield Scott with whom as the commander of the Union Army? Loyal listener Kiko, I don't think, is listening to that. He's still cleaning up the panhandle of Florida.
I have two choices.
Well, give me one of them, please.
Grant.
George B. McClellan.
That was my other choice.
1861, still early in the Civil War. Grant didn't come till later when McClellan refused to fight on several occasions. Biggest day, one of the biggest day in sports. The whole country stopped. Work was canceled. Everyone had a half day of work, Jennifer, on November 1st, 1938, to watch this sporting event. They made a movie about it, a great movie.
I have no idea.
Half day of work. They called it the match of the century. Seabiscuit defeats War Admiral in the horse racing match of the century, November 1st, 1938.
I knew it was a horse race.
80 years ago. Seabiscuit. Did you ever see the movie Seabiscuit?
I did.
Seabiscuit, if you're, anyone listening has not seen the movie Seabiscuit starring Tobey Maguire, you got to go see it right now, immediately.
Yeah, the end.
Great movies. Historically interesting as well as just...
And it's beautifully filmed.
Yes.
It's
just a great story, a great movie. If you don't like that movie, come stop by the radio show and I'll give you the money you spent for watching it. It's on me. That's much of a guarantee.
Come check it out at the library and then it's free.
Or check it out at the library, true. 1955, Jennifer, what begins? What war begins? On November 1st, 1955.
Korean War.
The Vietnam War.
Vietnam War. Really?
Yes, I guess. It was an R. We didn't get involved until later, I'm assuming. While campaigning for President of the United States on November 1st, 1960, Jennifer, John F. Kennedy announces his idea for what organization? Government organization. That is still around today and doing great work.
DEP.
What's that stand for?
Department of Environmental Protection. I don't know.
The Peace Corps.
Oh.
The Peace Corps. Okay, Jennifer, on this date in 1968, the Motion Picture Association of America announces their film rating system. There are four original ratings. Do you know what they are?
G, mm-hmm. PG, R, and X.
G, R, and X are correct.
Not PG.
PG used to be called M.
Oh, for mature.
Correct. Okay, Jennifer. In 1982, this becomes the first Asian automobile company to produce cars in the United States with the opening of a factory in Marysville, Ohio. What was the first make and model of the first Asian car produced in the United States? 1982, November 1st, rolling off the assembly line.
Is it a Datsun?
Incorrect.
Nope.
Honda Accord. The Honda Accord.
That makes sense.
It was a very popular one. That's why I gave it to you, Jennifer. Yeah. Okay, and that is today in history. What do you got for me over there?
I have the Jim Thatch November 1st book.
Oh,
okay.
Bookmark. Very good. You do have something after all.
I do. Hey, I carried 2 hours last week. I want to thank again the library marketing team at HarperCollins.
Oh, yeah, great show. Check out our archives at 100 in Chamber Radio. And Jennifer spoke with the three HarperCollins. What's their titles?
Library marketing team.
Library marketing team. And they just talked about all these great books that are coming out for 2 hours nonstop,
yes.
Barely taking a breath.
Yes. So they're utterly awesome. So thank you, and we look forward to having them back again. Okay, so Jim Thatch's bookmark. It's a blue bookmark. It is a forest scene. There's no leaves on the trees. There's some snow falling even. And there is one of those kind of old-fashioned, I think of it as an old-fashioned pilgrim silhouette.
Yes.
With the kind of, what kind of gun is that?
It's like they call it a blunderbuss or something
like
that.
With the really wide bell at the end, kind of like you'd see Elmer Fudd with maybe. And he's hunting a turkey. And
in a birch forest. Isn't that beautiful?
It is. Oh, birch. Wow, that's very specific. I only found...
You couldn't tell those were birch trees? Oh, no.
I only found 2 HCLs.
You can't tell those are birch trees?
Yeah, I can now that you say... Yeah, because of the bark.
That's part of why I did it that way. Wow.
Birch, does that have anything
to do
with anything?
If you can't get it, no. I thought birch trees would have looked nice.
They look nice. but I hope there's no snow in November, I will say that.
There will be, Jennifer.
I found two HCLs. Are there more?
Yes. I think there's four or five.
Oh, wow.
So every month I make a bookmark for the last 31 years, Jennifer. There's been an HCL bookmark at the beginning of the month with a different scene, usually topical to that time of year. The name of the month is hidden in it, as well as the letters HCL for Hunterdon County Library. So it's a little game we play with our staff and patrons. If you've never played, stop by the Hunterdon County Library or any of the branches and pick up a November bookmark and see how well you can do. Some months are easier than others. Some months I'm really reaching. I already have my December idea.
Do you?
I can't tell you, though.
No, I know.
Until December 1.
Okay, we'll look forward to that.
We'll know when the world knows, Jennifer.
Do you?
But not a minute before.
Yeah, we all know how much Jim Thatch loves Christmas in December.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Are you a Sirius Radio subscriber?
No.
Oh, because Christmas music starts today.
Does it?
Yes, I'm
awesome.
Sure. Awesome. Jay is all over it, our former loyal listener.
You can get like Pandora or anything to just say Alexa to play Christmas music.
Oh, okay. I'm like really out of it. You know that.
Okay, Knitters Unite is a big November thing at the Hunterdon County Library.
Yep, just found another one.
Make hats, scarves, socks, mittens for the Flemington Area Food Pantry. We'll be doing this. We've been doing this for the past several years. So anybody, if you knit or know anybody who knits, we'll be collecting handmaids, hats, scarves, socks, and mittens to be donated to the Flemington Area Food Pantry. Gender-neutral items are appreciated but not required, size for children and adults. So these knit and crochet items will be collected at HCL headquarters, North County, and South County branches at their circulation desks from now until December 16th. So please mark your items with either 100% wool hand wash or machine washable. We have tags available at the library. In fact, we have yarn available at the library. If you need yarn and you're a knitter, just come to the Hunterdon County Library. Go to our lower level. There's a big trunk full of tags and yarn, things that you would need. And we would appreciate you if you'd help us keep our friends and neighbors warm this winter. If you have any questions, please call Cheryl Grotrian at 908-788-1422. Once again, that's Knitters Unite. And then let me just give you one more, since this is almost out, Jennifer. Reading Buddies at the North County Branch Library. This is a six-week program that gives older students and beginning readers the opportunity to share the fun of reading. Little and big reading buddies are paired and meet 30 minutes per week. What's happening?
Nothing. I'm looking to see how many.
For a six-week set, something's happening with the microphone.
Something's happening with the microphone. What do you mean?
It's getting static.
Try that.
Each session. Ready?
Oh, my. Can you switch microphones?
Each session is the microphone. Now I got to turn around in my chair.
Oh. Sorry, you have to.
Each session includes buddy reading and literacy-related activities such as a game or craft. Parents and guardians of the little buddy must stay in the library during the program. Little buddies are entering grades 1 through 4. Big buddies are entering grades 5 through 12. The time is 3:45 to 4:30, and we only have one date left in the six-week program, and that is November 5th, 2018. What day of the week is November 5th? That's a Monday?
It's Monday, but it's the end, so they've already been paired up. You pair up for the session.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that before I read the whole thing?
You were reading it so nicely.
Oh, my gosh.
But look for the next session.
We'll do it again. I understand it's been very popular. So we'll be doing Reading Buddies again in the future. So just check our webpage, hclibrary.us, for that information. In fact, check our webpage, hclibrary.us, for all of our information. Everything Jennifer and I talk about, plus so much more. There's an events calendar. All the big current programs are links right on the homepage. We're actually working on the webpage and improving it. For your ease of Do they still say surfing, Jennifer?
I don't know.
Is that a thing still?
Navigating.
Navigating? Ease of navigation. Perfect. Okay, the time is 11:31. Jim Gano will be in about 26 minutes with his show, Taking Care of Business. I think he's taking care of a little business for us today, Jennifer, engraving our art trophy, our outdoor art show trophy with the latest winner. Her name happens to be Caroline Thatch. I'm very proud of her. She's the reigning outdoor art show best in show artist. All right, Jennifer, do we need to take care of any business? Like I said, I have a lot of trivia from Lone Eagle Trivia Nights.
I just wanted to announce one program.
Go ahead.
We're having next Thursday and Friday, the schools are closed for the annual teachers convention.
Yes.
And we're having a special program, Eyes of the Wild, at the headquarters library at 10:30, and that's for ages 3 and up. Come and meet some amazing animals at this educational live animal show. So you want to call 908-788-1432. Or register online for this program.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, so I'm going to do some trivia. These are trivia questions that have been asked at Lone Eagle's trivia nights. And if you like any of these questions, Jennifer, well, then you'll want to come to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce trivia night on Wednesday, November 14th at Lone Eagle Brewing. There's still spots available. How would they enter, Jennifer? How would they be able to sign up if they wanted to do this?
It says register today, www.hunterdon-chamber.org, or call 782-7115. And the chamber would like to thank its sponsors, Hunterdon Healthcare Work Initiative, and partners with Prevention Resources, Hunterdon Cardiovascular Associates, Hunterdon Healthcare, Profeta Farms, Basil Bandwagon, and Jim Thatch.
Very good. Okay, got several trivia questions for you, theme, general, et cetera, some of them are Halloween themed since
okay.
We had a Halloween trivia night at Lone Eagle that went very well. I dressed up like Fred Rogers.
You have a cardigan?
I have a red cardigan.
Who knew?
I had to buy it.
Oh.
But I had everything else.
Did you have kids?
Unfortunately, yes, I had blue boat shoes. I have those. I don't wear them usually except if I dress up like Fred Rogers. I had the white shirt with a tie. I put my hair up kind of like he does.
Are there pictures?
I don't know. I think Lori took pictures. Lori and Kara dressed up in their authentic German dirndls because they're going to Oktoberfest in Munich next year.
Nice.
Here we go. What was the name of the good little witch that was friends with Casper the Friendly Ghost?
Wendy. And her voice was provided by Allison Angram's mother, who was Nellie Olson on Little House on the Prairie.
That's irrelevant. Thank you. Name the first U.S. president, Jennifer, not born in Massachusetts or Virginia.
Lincoln.
That's what everybody said. It's before that. Andrew Jackson, born in Mississippi. What animal fur color is described as brownish or tawny with streaks of another color?
Roan.
Brindle. Ever hear that term?
Brindle bulldog.
New York Giants have only won one game this season, Jennifer. Name another NFL team that has only won one game.
The Bengals.
Ironically, they're playing each other tonight.
So
one of them is going to have two wins after tonight, unless they tie, Jennifer. The Raiders or the 49ers?
Wow.
What state is Yosemite National Park located in?
Colorado.
California.
Is it really?
Which of the four Beatles was the youngest?
Ringo.
George Harrison. Actually deported from Germany for being too young. Sears Roebuck. I just gave you the answer. Sears Department Store was founded in 1892. What's the name of Sears' partner?
Roebuck.
You would have known that anyway, correct?
Yes.
What does itinerant mean? Mrs. Librarian.
Scheduled.
Traveling from place to place. Name an island in the Greater Antilles Island Group.
Bermuda.
Incorrect. Bermuda. But you're in the right area. It's all the other larger islands in the Caribbean. So name another large island.
Bahamas.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Cuba.
Cuba.
Jamaica. Puerto Rico.
Okay. Sorry, Kiko.
What species of tree does nutmeg come from?
I know mace is the outside of it. Conifer.
Pine trees. Evergreens, Jennifer, correct. Okay, here's 10 more questions, and let's see. I'm just going to give you the questions first. Okay, best friends Louis Skolnick and Gilbert Lowe enroll at Adams College to study computer science.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Very good. What U.S. government facilities are located in Philadelphia, Denver, San Francisco?
U.S. Mint.
Very good. What Hall & Oates song begins, "My friends wonder why I call you all the time, what can I say?
Your kiss is on my list.
Very good. What is the word for a smothered or half-suppressed laugh?
Chortle.
No.
Snicker.
Very good.
Chortle. I think chortle would work.
What is the name of Peter Parker's girlfriend, played by Kirsten Dunst in 3 Spider-Man movies?
Oh, I don't know her name.
Mary Jane Watson. What is the common name for a man-portable anti-tank rocket launcher used by the U.S. military?
Manta.
Bazooka, who co-hosted the TV show Hee Haw with Buck Owens. Roy Clark. What part of the human body is a protrusion formed by the angle of thyroid cartilage surrounding the
Adam's apple?
Very good. Enos Del Mar, William Thatcher, and Patrick Verona were 3 of this character's most popular roles.
What? Character or actor?
Actor. See? Those are 3 of his roles, Jennifer.
What are they?
Enos Del Mar, William Thatcher, Patrick Verona. Heath Ledger. And then finally, on the animated TV show The Flintstones, Jennifer, the alien character The Great Gazoo usually calls Fred and Barney by what name?
Oh. He calls them by a name?
What does he call
them? Dum-dums.
Dum-dum is correct. So that was a category, Jennifer. Did you pick up on the theme? That character was called Trick or Treat. The trick was, I didn't tell you there was a theme. The treat was all the answers featured something you would find in a Halloween bag.
I thought it was very clever.
Revenge of the Nerds, Mint, Kiss on My List, Snicker, Mary Jane Watson, Bazooka, Roy Clark, Adams.
Oh, very clever.
Heath Ledger and Dum Dum.
Very clever.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Wow.
All right, I think you're going to do well on this one.
I like clever things.
This category was called The Walking Dead Language. I'm going to give you a. I'm going to describe a commonly used Latin phrase. You tell me what the Latin phrase is.
Okie dokie.
A writ ordering someone to attend court.
A subpoena.
Right. So these are all Latin that it's commonly used in our everyday language. How about always faithful?
Semper Fi.
Very good. One thing for another.
So is the thing speaks for itself. Vice versa. No.
Quid pro quo.
Whoa.
After childbirth.
Neonatal.
Postpartum. Seize the day.
Carpe diem.
Professional work taken voluntarily and without payment.
Pro bono.
Very good. Around or approximately. As in a date.
Circa.
An assertion that someone was elsewhere.
Alibi.
Very good. Therefore.
Ergo.
In a test tube.
In vitro.
Very good. In vitro. In exactly the same words. Verbatim. Dry land. Terra firma. Against.
Anti.
Versus. To the memory of.
Memento mori.
In memoriam. Existing state of affairs.
Status quo.
Very good.
and the rest, and so on.
Etc.
Very good. After, or I'm sorry, before the war. Antebellum. To a sickening extent.
Oh, ad nauseam.
From many, one.
Oh. Uno. Un. E pluribus unum.
Very good.
Really?
That's it. In the year of our Lord.
Anno Domini.
Very good. You did very well there.
Thank you.
You know your Latin. Did you take a Latin class in high school?
I had a father who was an attorney and a judge.
All right. I know you're a big fan of this show, Jennifer, so you get this one. This one's called I Got a Rock. These are 10 questions about the classic Peanuts Halloween special.
Oh, okay.
Familiar with it?
I am.
Okay. Number one, what is the exact title of the Peanuts Halloween special?
It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
That is correct. Within 3 years, what year did the special first appear on television?
1967.
Very good. 1966. You're right there. In the beginning of the special, Jennifer, what is Linus holding when he jumps into a pile of leaves?
A lollipop.
Very good. What does Lucy dress up to go trick-or-treating?
A witch.
Very good. She said she always dresses, you should dress as something opposite of your personality. Who skips trick-or-treating to spend the night with Linus in the pumpkin patch?
Sally.
What type of plane does Snoopy imagine his doghouse is when fighting the Red Baron?
A sop cow.
You're all over. Most people got this, which is amazing. Sop with camel. Linus finally thinks he sees the great pumpkin and faints, Jennifer. What did he really see?
Snoopy.
Correct. Patty, Woodstock, Violet. Which one of these characters does not appear in the special?
Peppermint Patty.
Woodstock.
Really?
Does not appear. Huh. How does Lucy convince Charlie Brown that she will not pull the football away if he tries to kick it? She gave him a signed document. The funny thing about that document, Jennifer, it wasn't notarized. That's why she pulled it away. And then in the beginning, Jennifer, Linus and Lucy go to a pumpkin patch and pick out a pumpkin to carve. It's too big and heavy for Linus to carry. So how does he get it home?
He rolls it.
Very good. You would have done well. You would have done very well, Jennifer. Let's see.
All right. How about while you are picking out the next...
Let's go to our next commercial break.
Yeah, we'll go to our last commercial break and then you pick out what you're going to stump me with next.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home, sweet home.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, who's not quite as comfortable as he was a few minutes ago.
We're playing trivia to promote the 100 in Chamber of Commerce Trivia Night coming on November 14th. Like what you hear, be sure to sign up for Trivia Night with the 100 in Chamber of Commerce at Lone Eagle Brewing on Wednesday, November 14th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Jennifer, I'll give you a choice of categories. Ready? This is for Halloween, too. The Ghoul of My Dreams. Give me the first names of these girls from TVs or movies. In the Beginning, I'll give you the opening line of a movie. You name the movie. Send Me a Postcard. I'll name a famous travel destination. You tell me what country it's in.
Let's try the movie lines.
First lines of movies?
Yep.
All right, here we go. This could be tough. I know you get one of them, though. Number one, I Believe in America. America Has Made My Fortune. The Godfather. Number two, Saturday, March 24th, 1984, Shermer High School, Shermer, Illinois, 60062. Dear Mr. Vernon.
The Breakfast Club.
Very
good. Is that the one you knew I'd get?
No. Oh. I was 12 going on 13 the first time I saw a dead body.
The Goonies?
No. I think you're on the right track, though.
Stand By Me.
Very good. You were on the right track, Jennifer. All right, everyone. This is a stick-up. Don't anybody move. Now empty that safe. Woo-hoo-hoo. Money, money, money. Stop it. Stop it, you mean potato.
Who killed Roger Rabbit?
No. I'm on the right track again, though.
I don't know.
Toy Story. Mr. Potato Head was the reference. The world has changed. I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. Much that once was is lost, for none now live who remember it.
The Never-Ending Story.
No, but on the right track again, I think.
Mm-mm.
Lord of the Rings. Fellowship of the Ring. I'm going back to Australia. I might never see you
Greece.
Again.
That's the one you know I'd get.
Did you hear that? They shut down the main reactor. We'll be destroyed for sure. This is madness. We're doomed. There will be no escape for the princess this time.
Mm-mm.
Star Wars. Norman, come here. Come here, Norman. The loons. The loons. They're welcoming
on Golden Pond.
Us back. Very good. When I was lying in the VA hospital with a big hole blown through my life, I started having these dreams of flying. I was free. Sooner or later, though, you always have to wake up. Probably one of the most top-grossing movies of all time.
Oh, then it's not what I was thinking. I don't know.
Dreams of flying and waking up are keys to the movie. Avatar.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Never saw Avatar. Uh-uh. You're the one. If I live to be 100, I'll never be able to forget that big snowstorm a couple of years ago.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Very good. The weather closed in, and well, you might not believe it, but the world almost missed Christmas.
All right, do the girl one.
You want the girl one?
Or if you have something else, don't do the travel. Well, the travel, you could try the travel one.
We'll try the girl one real quick. The mother in the Addams Family.
Morticia.
First names only. The possessed girl in The Exorcist.
Oh, that just came up the other day. I don't know.
Reagan. The woman with a haunted apartment in Ghostbusters.
Uh-uh. Sigourney Weaver.
Dana. The little girl in Monsters, Inc.
Nope.
Boo. The newly engaged woman in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Janet.
The little girl who goes into the TV in the 1982 film Poltergeist.
Mm-mm.
Carol Ann. Remember Carol Ann? The 118-year-old teenage daughter of Dracula in Hotel Transylvania.
Yep.
Mavis. Okay, here's a littered one. You better get a literary one. The love interest of Brom Bones and Ichabod Crane in Washington Irving's The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Mm-mm.
Katrina Von Tassel. No?
Nope.
Ragdoll and Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-mm.
Sally. The niece in The Munsters.
Marilyn.
Yes. Are you not well-traveled, Jennifer? You wouldn't know these?
I might. I don't know.
And then I'll give you one more after
okay.
that.
All right.
Okay. You tell me the country that these travel destinations are in.
Okay.
The Acropolis.
Greece.
Christ the Redeemer statue.
Italy.
Brazil. In Rio. Remember the things?
Yeah.
And then the cliff, the Brandenburg Gate.
Germany.
Very good. The summit of Mount Everest.
Nepal.
Very good. Mecca.
Egypt.
Saudi Arabia. Angel Falls, the tallest waterfall in the world.
Australia.
Venezuela. The Sistine Chapel.
Italy. Well, actually, Vatican City, which is a country, more specifically.
Yes, Vatican City is the correct answer. Italy would be incorrect, Jennifer.
Yes.
The Sphinx.
That's Egypt.
Mount Kilimanjaro.
That's in Africa.
Tanzania. And then finally, Machu Picchu.
Oh, since South America. Peru.
That is correct. How did that come to you?
Because our friend Caroline from the Book Garden is going there this month.
There you go. See, it's always in there somewhere. Okay, finally, Jennifer, one more for you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you six of the seven titles I'm about to read to you are films directed by Alfred Hitchcock. Name the one that it is not.
Okay.
Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
Sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca. Suspicion. Notorious. Spellbound. Lifeboat. So go through it. Do you know, is there anyone that you know are?
I know Rebecca is.
That is correct. It won Best Picture.
I know Suspicion is.
That is correct.
There were others I knew were. Gamut I know is. No, it is not. Gamut is the one that is not.
I couldn't answer that, Jennifer. That you can't trick me like that. Gambit was not a... That was a word or movie made up by myself.
Very nice. Good job.
But it sounded like a Hitchcock movie.
It did.
Are you a Swayze fan?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay, one more then.
Okay.
Real quick.
Because then I want to talk about one program
yes.
next week.
The words, these words have something in common, a common link, Jennifer.
Okay.
You tell me with a common link. Line.
Okay.
Drive.
Shot.
Diamond. Pressure.
Under.
No. Test. Hound.
Blood.
Blood is correct for our Halloween theme. Blood is
blood.
The common word. Okay, tell me all about
okay,
it, Jennifer.
I want to tell you about We Honor America with Dr. James Kane.
We sure do.
Dr. Kane has done some other programs at the library. He did one on Broadway musicals. He did a very popular one last November on World War II. He's going to come back to do a one-hour slide CD music and lecture presentation. And he's going to be celebrating each branch of the United States Armed Forces, as well as those heroic Americans lost serving this country, including a tour of some military burial sites. And that is Thursday, November 8th at 7 p.m. at the Headquarters Library. Like all our programs, it is free and open to the public, and we recommend that you reserve a seat. Using our new event calendar, www.hclibrary.us, or call 788-1434. Dr. Kane is a former teacher, prep school headmaster, principal, and for 25 years a superintendent of schools. He is presently a professor of history at William Patterson University, and he is a very engaging speaker. And we're doing this in honor of Veterans Day. And speaking of Veterans Day, the headquarters library will be closed Sunday, November 11th. And then all the libraries will be closed on Monday, November 12th for Veterans Day.
So that extends your vacation, doesn't it, Jennifer? That's pretty handy.
It doesn't. I'm always off on Monday.
Oh, never mind.
It actually doesn't. So I hear Jim Gano out in the hallway, so we're going to go talk to him about some gingerbread ribbons. And in the meantime, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Remember, you can always call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The alleged Pittsburgh synagogue shooter, Robert Bowers, who's accused of shooting and killing 11 people and wounding six others in a massacre on Saturday, is pleading not guilty to 44 criminal counts. Bowers making his plea and requesting a jury trial at an arraignment this morning in a Pittsburgh federal courtroom. Former federal prosecutor Mark Rush says it's clear the government's been moving quite quickly to build the case against him.
The government, you know, obviously got all of their evidence in order, including the special findings, in very short order, and is proceeding in an appropriate manner.
Word is President Trump's latest rally later today in Columbia, Missouri, could draw as many as 15,000 people. He'll be there to campaign for Attorney General Josh Hawley, who's running against incumbent U.S. Senate Democrat Claire McCaskill. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Despite continued Republican efforts to get rid of it, Americans can start buying health care from the so-called Obamacare marketplace starting today. It'll run for the next 6 weeks.
We're going to be prepared. They're not coming into our country.
President Trump saying that yesterday about the so-called migrant caravan that's been heading north through Mexico towards the U.S. border. He said that as he left for a rally in Fort Myers. And then he said this at the rally.
I tell them, turn back, and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore.
At that Florida rally, the president also said the 14th Amendment of the Constitution does not protect all birthright citizenship. He wants to revoke that right for illegal immigrants who have children after crossing the border. The Labor Department says first-time unemployment claims filed last week were 2,000 fewer than the week before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new study pointing to the risk veterans have if they have recently spent time in jail. A University of Connecticut study finds veterans released from prison are four times more likely to attempt suicide than those who have never been jailed. A day after returning to work, the University of Maryland's football coach is out of a job, the school firing DJ Durkin after he had been reinstated from a two-month suspension the day before. His return led to outrage and protests by students and others, though.